some news.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, everyone. I'm John Matthews. A lot of people have been quick to judge what happened in a bathroom at Rockville High School nearly 2 weeks ago now.
I just think they want to paint these kids as these terrible rapists, and we don't have the full story. And I think people should not judge until all the evidence is shown.
Maria Mania is attorney for Jose Montano, one of two students charged with the rape of a 14-year-old girl. She says that evidence includes texts from the girl that show she was willing to have sex with her client. And Mania argues that should be enough to get Montano released on bond.
We'll have a bond hearing, and hopefully something reasonable will be said.
That hearing is set for Friday. Police are standing by their case and say the encounter with Montano and an 18-year-old was anything but consensual. The suspects, of course, are immigrants and illegal ones at that, and they come from communities that have struggled to assimilate compared to earlier generations.
Stephen Camerata, the Center for Immigration Studies, says the wave a century ago is thought to have adapted well to American culture.
However, a lot has changed since then.
One of the most pervasive of those changes, technology.
Calling, emailing, and visiting home is relatively cheap and easy in a way it wasn't in the past.
Another factor is wages, especially for low-skilled workers.
In general, there's been a spreading out of wages, with the more educated now making a lot more than the least educated.
And he says promoting multiculturalism now means immigrants may no longer be expected to conform to American culture. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Be prepared to have more companies knowing what you're looking at online. Congress has completed action on a bill that kills an FCC commission rule, providing consumers protection against the sharing of your browsing habits. President Trump's poised to sign it into law when it reaches his desk. Two former members of New Jersey Governor Chris Christie's administration will be sentenced today for their roles in Bridgegate.
Bridget Kelly was Governor Christie's deputy chief of staff. Bill Baroni was his top appointee at the Port Authority. Both were convicted of conspiracy and fraud charges in federal court for the roles they played in the Bridgegate scandal. Their appeals were rejected, and today they'll learn what their punishment is. Prosecutors are still asking for jail time for the two. A jury found that they played a role in the orchestrated traffic jam at the George Washington Bridge that was an act of political retribution. Steve Kastenbaum on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Virginia and Maryland are facing very different outlooks with their budgets. Lawmakers in Annapolis just wrapped up work on a $43.5 billion package passed with relative ease with 2 weeks left in the session. They credit Governor Larry Hogan for being engaged in helping to close deals efficiently. In Richmond, however, Democratic Governor Terry McAuliffe has pulled his knife out, making cuts to some popular programs and blaming it on President Trump. McAuliffe says the federal hiring freeze and threatened cuts to several federal programs has left the state vulnerable. McAuliffe's already in deep with the GOP-dominated General Assembly after he vetoed 40 of their bills this past session. Starting to notice rising gas prices again, you're not alone.
According to a new study from the AAA, almost a quarter of the 1,000 drivers asked said gas prices are too high. Right now, we're paying anywhere from $2.28 to $2.45 for a gallon of regular, and the AAA's John Townsend says prices are only going to go up.
The price of gas will increase between 40 and 70 cents a gallon this summer as the refineries make the transition to blending summer blend gasoline.
Despite that, the survey found drivers under 34 are not expected to change their plans. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 20,701, the NASDAQ at 5875. In sports, the Wizards take their first division title in 38 years with a win over the Lakers, and Alex Ovechkin scores a hat trick as the Caps beat Minnesota in overtime. WMAL News Time, 7:04 up next. Traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
You know, we talk a lot on this show about our friends in the news media.
Chris Plant is on.
I'm making quotation marks with my fingers.
9 to noon.
On Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Some days sound like this.
Hurry up, you're going to be late. Oh, I can't find my shoes.
And on those days, you don't want to hear this.
Thank you for calling. Please hold.
That's why at Comcast, we've built an app that lets you choose a time for us to call you, so you don't have to wait on hold. And why we're committed to being on time, every time. With 2-hour appointment windows, 7 days a week, day or night. If we're ever late, we'll credit your account $20. We're even opening up Xfinity stores near you, where you can try out all our new technology and find out how to get the most out of your service. We're making things easier, so your day can sound more like this.
Hurry up! The movie's about to start!
Okay, we're coming!
Because at Comcast, we should fit into your life, not the other way around. Learn more at comcast.com/service.
Need your rugs cleaned? Then you need Hadid. Go to joehadid.com.
7:05 at 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Let's head through town on 295. We've had the early delays because of the broken down car, and a crash was reported northbound at Burroughs. DDOT says that's gone. The 11th Street Bridge should start to see a little bit of improvement, but the delays are back to the Beltway, so looks like this might be with us for the rush hour. To the Wilson Bridge, back near Route 5, Branch Avenue for the delays. Along the way near St. Barnabas Road, crews are responding to a report of a crash. So that's in the backups on the way to the Wilson Bridge. Route 7 commuters and the Georgetown Pike, you both need extra time because of the crash. Eastbound on Route 7 before you get to Beulah, still had at least one lane blocked here of the two heading up to the crash. And I am seeing where the delays begin and bailout traffic onto the Georgetown Pike. So plan for that. 270, it's been about the volume for you through Urbana and Hyattstown, now heading into Rockville. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Gray sky around for the morning hours, and with a gray sky, I think we'll see temperatures stay mild and not rise much until sunshine breaks out, especially by this afternoon. A little north breeze at 66. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now it's 57 in Centerville, 48 in Damascus, 58 at Reagan National. President George W. Bush is throwing a big fundraiser for the GOP frontrunner in the Virginia governor's race. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm John Matthews on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM and AM 630, WMAL.
Good morning. It is 7:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk on this Wednesday morning. Coming up on the show at 8:05, the Fox News Channel's Doug McElway will be joining us, and he's been covering the Rockville High School story in depth, and he's going to update us on that. At 8:35, Acting Metro Police Chief Peter Newsham will talk to us about sanctuary cities and immigration, the department's recruiting efforts, and an update on some missing black girls. He's going to tell us all about that. I am Mary Walter alongside Brian Wilson.
And joining us on the line right now is Matthew Elliott, who is going to give us some information about the breakup of Brexit, the breakup of the EU as the UK leaves, mm-hmm. and it's called the Brexit. Good morning to you, Matthew. How are you?
Good morning.
All right, so 9 months ago, the vote was taken. The process begins in earnest this week. Tell us exactly what will happen in the days ahead. And I guess this is really just the beginning of what could be a two-year or longer process.
It'll be a two-year process, yes. So today is the day when Prime Minister Theresa May is formally triggering what's called Article 50. Now, Article 50 is the exit clause of the Lisbon Treaty. So she is giving notice that Britain wants to leave, and the maximum time for these negotiations is 2 years. So all the member states of the European Union have 2 years to decide what the relationship between the EU and the UK should be going forward.
All right, so as Neil Sedaka said, breaking up is hard to do. This will not be an easy thing. There are so many apparently elements to this now, aren't there?
It will be a tough negotiation, but I'm pretty confident that actually there is a deal to be had. And the fact is that we already have free trade between Britain and the rest of the EU through the single market. And the single market has meant that we've had to have the same regulations in the UK as they have in the rest of the EU. So all of the problems you traditionally have with a trade negotiation aren't there in this instance. So I'm hoping that basically we will see sense and see there's actually a win-win situation for both sides to do a good and speedy deal.
Now, I've heard talk about Scotland taking a vote to become independent. Does that affect Brexit at all?
Well, Nicola Sturgeon, who of course is the First Minister of Scotland, has been trying to use this opportunity to try and force a second Scottish independence mm-hmm. referendum. But the Prime Minister, Theresa May, has been fairly clear that She doesn't want that to happen before Brexit occurs, but she feels the Scottish people should have the choice between the Brexit option and independence. So it shouldn't happen in the next 2 years. So I can't see Scottish independence happening for the foreseeable future.
Gotcha. Okay, so that won't affect
All right, so help me understand. And we in America, we're watching this and we're trying to figure out exactly what it means for us. Do you have any sense of what the exit of the UK from the EU will mean to American relationships?
Well, I hope it will actually strengthen the US-UK relationship. Now, I was very pleased that Donald Trump seems very open to the idea of having a new US-UK trade deal. And I don't know if you know, but the UK investors are the biggest investors in the US, and vice versa, US investors are the biggest investors in the UK. So we already have a very close economic relationship.
Right.
And I hope that can be strengthened through a new UK-US trade deal. Now, Donald Trump's visit to the UK is set for the beginning of October of this year, and I'm sure that'll be high up the agenda of his talks with the government.
And you know, what does it mean to what remains then of the EU? I mean, you guys were a big part of the EU for a while. Now you know, you're not going to be. Does that mean that this will be the beginning of the end for the EU? Will it continue to come apart?
Mm-hmm. I hope not. I hope that actually it could be strengthened because, in a sense, the UK was always the awkward partner. We were the member state who didn't want to integrate so quickly. We're, of course, not part of the Eurozone. We don't have the Euro as our currency. So in some ways, we were holding back the rest of the EU. So I actually think that by Britain leaving, they may actually be able to strengthen their position and bring in some of the measures they actually need to make the Eurozone work. So, as I say, there's a win-win on the table here, providing both sides realise that the UK isn't leaving the European continent, we're leaving the European Union. And of course, on many issues like security and the environment and trade, we'll continue to need to cooperate.
If this is so wonderful and this is so great and it's a win-win, why was it such a fight, though? And I know people, I have very good friends in England, and they were not happy about this.
I think it was a very passionate issue for many people because it amounted to more than just the European issue and our membership of the EU. I think some people felt that by voting leave, the country was voting in some ways to become a smaller country, to pull up the drawbridge and become more isolationist. And I think what the government's done very well in the last 9 months is make it clear that we still want to be an open country. We still want to trade right across the world. We still want to have migration. We still want to have the best, most highly skilled migrants, not just from the EU, but also from right across the world coming to live and work in the UK. And now the government's made it clear that it is an internationalist vision for Britain's future outside the EU. I think a lot of people are a lot happier about the outcome. And in fact, there's a poll last week which said that 68% of people are now happy with the outcome of the referendum and want the government to get on with it.
All right, that's good.
Yeah, I'm reading here that it says that it may not all be tied up in a nice, neat bow in 2 years, and that means that at the end of it all, maybe not all of the deals are cut, and it's still sort of in question mark about what the relationship will be between the UK and some of the countries. And also, this could be revoked, couldn't it? You could go back.
I can't see it being revoked. I really can't see that happening. Like I say, two-thirds of the public in the UK are now happy with the decision we've made, so I think it would go against public opinion.
Right.
And as for the extension of going beyond 2 years, yes, there are provisions for the talks to continue, and yes, there may be some form of transitional deal at the end to help sort of ease the way from us being part of the EU to being an independent country. But I actually think it will happen within 2 years. And also EU negotiators have made it clear that they want the deal done within 18 months in time for the next set of European elections.
All right. Well, we're going to leave it right there. Matthew Elliott,
so
who is in favor of the Brexit, and about this. It all starts today. I mean, the vote was taken some time ago.
Right.
But now, in earnest, they pull the trigger and things actually start going down the path.
You know, just one thing.
he could say, "You are not the father," and it would sound so intelligent.
Yeah.
Just with that accent alone,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
That was informative. I liked it.
It is now 7:15 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Virginia, one of our tough spots will be Route 7 and the Georgetown Pike. Here's the story. Eastbound, inbound Route 7, they're still dealing with the crash before you get to Beulah and Route 7. Boy, we are hung up, just inching along. Delays back near the Georgetown Pike. And commuters planning ahead, thinking, I'm going to bail out, take the Georgetown Pike. Well, there's not much travel lanes there, so that picks up a lot of extra volume. So if you normally use the Georgetown Pike, you'll have extra commuters with you this morning. I'm already seeing those backups at Route 7. Ah, boy, a long line up there. Frustrating. On the toll road, nothing. We look good coming off of the Greenway through Herndon, Reston, up through to the Beltway. At the Beltway merge, that's the only place where I see delays on the toll road for now. We'll take you on to 66 through Manassas, Centerville, Fair Oaks. We see several pockets of delays through that stretch. On to Ellicott City, Maryland. Looks like lanes have been reopened. Southbound 29 at Route 100, and the delays have eased. A little bit of volume still on I-70. But again, lanes open on 29. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
All right, clouds this morning, sunny skies this afternoon, a high of around 66 degrees. Tonight, 41, clear skies. Tomorrow, sunny with a few clouds, 58. Now, that's all the good part. Then tomorrow night, after about midnight or so, the rain will move in, a low of 44. That rain will continue into Friday morning in our commute, the high at 66 on Friday. Saturday and Sunday, there'll be a lot of clouds around, but temperatures will be in the mid to low 60s. Currently in the nation's capital, it is 59 degrees at 7:16 on WMAL.
If you had any idea how absolutely insane the stock market is.
Unconventional wisdom is sweeping the nation. And you are next. The Del Wamsley Show, Sundays at 2 on WMAL.
The Department of Justice has a duty to enforce our nation's laws, including our immigration laws. Those laws require us to promptly remove aliens when they are convicted or detained of certain crimes.
That was Attorney General of the United States Jeff Sessions earlier this week talking about the fact that the Department of Justice was going to impose and enforce immigration laws in this
country.
Yeah, how about that?
How dare they?
Imagine that. A law on the books actually being enforced by the Department of Justice.
We need to impeach Donald Trump now.
How did this rule of law thing ever happen? My goodness. So anyway, there have been a lot of reactions around the country because what this basically does is a challenge to sanctuary cities. And the Justice Department is letting it be known in no uncertain terms that if you're a sanctuary city, if you're a sanctuary county, if you are not cooperating with ICE when you have illegal immigrants who've committed crimes and you're not cooperating with ICE to help them find these people, contain these people and deport these people, then you are going to lose federal funding. Now look, almost every major metropolitan police department in the country, I think they all do, they receive a lot of money from the federal government in the form of police grants and law enforcement grants that are very important to the things they do on a daily basis. From things like buying the cameras to buying the body armor and all kinds of things, the operating of the jails, etc. And I think, look, if you want federal money, you got to enforce and obey federal law. Is not an unreasonable thing for the federal government to request, you know, this for that. So I think that's fine. I think that's all going to be fine, but it's not going over well. Not going over well in some of these sanctuary cities. The L.A. mayor, Eric Garcetti, says, "We will fight to protect the safety and dignity of all Angelenos," meaning that they are not going to cooperate with federal officials when they have people who are in this country illegally in their jails or in their custody. Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel says the approach of penalizing cities is just the wrong approach. And so he's not going to help out when it comes to sanctuary city policy. He's not going to change anything. New York, the New York City Council Speaker, someone named Melissa Mark Viverito, I believe it is, "We're going to not help out because the administration is a problem, and we're going to be the administration's worst nightmare." And in 8:35 this morning, we're going to have D.C. Acting Police Chief Newsom on, and he has long said that they will continue to not cooperate with ICE. It has been the longstanding policy not to enforce our current immigration laws. That's according to a police chief. I don't know how you can be a police chief, and I have a lot of respect for Chief Newsom, and I want to ask him this question. How can you be a police chief and believe that you should, that the laws of your city should be obeyed when you don't obey the laws that affect your mm-hmm. your city? It's a federal law. So how can you believe in the rule of law and expect people to obey the laws when you don't obey the law? I want an answer to that question, and I hope that we'll get it at 8:35 when he joins us here to talk about this and a few other issues.
What you need to understand is they hold the moral high ground. Mm-hmm. See, that's the thing, is when you hold the moral high ground, or let me put it this way, when you claim the moral high ground in their world, the moral high ground, and they are so, I'm far superior than you are morally, mm-hmm. and I know better than you, and that's why it is okay for me to say that in my city, that everyone has treated with dignity and on and on and on.
Well,
and it sounds good on paper, but when you dig down into the facts, you know that that's not what's happening.
Well, I think what happens in most of these cases is that you have elected officials who have made a decision one way or the other how they want this to matter to go. And if you're a police chief in a city, you have to respond to the wishes of the elected officials. So even if you privately held the position that I want to obey the law, You pretty much, if you want to keep your job, have to go along with what the elected officials have laid down
right.
as the policy.
Well,
and it's really a tough situation for a lot of law enforcement people to be in, I think.
I wonder if, and I would assume that the oath of mayor is different in every city, I guess. I don't think it's a nationalized thing. But I would assume that part of your job, and it could be wrong, is that you're going to uphold the law.
Mm-hmm.
That would make sense to me. But
and look, if you don't like the law, there's this thing you can do. You can get it changed.
Exactly.
And if enough people agree with you, you can change the law.
Well, this is what happens when you've had the cool dad in office for 8 years. The cool dad is the dad who goes, yeah, I know you're not supposed to be drinking at the party, but, you know, I'll let everybody have one beer. That's the cool dad. So we've had cool dad in office for 8 years. Yeah, I know you're supposed to be enforcing the law on certain things, but I know you really don't want to, and I don't think it's a good law either. So you know what? I'll just not enforce and I'll let you get away with it. Now you've got a real adult in the office who is saying these are the laws and they must be enforced.
Well, the D.C. Acting Police Chief Peter Newsom will join us in the 8 o'clock hour, 8:35, and we'll talk about that and other things. Of course, there's so many other things going on that we need to ask him about as well. That'll come up again at 8:35. It is now 7:22.
Hey guys, let's talk about our experiences with the virtual physical for just a moment, because we've all had the scans and found them most enlightening.
Well, you know, Larry, I've been concerned about my family history. Getting a clean reading about the plaque levels in my heart and arteries, that made a real difference for me. Plaque is the kind of thing that can lead to heart attacks or stroke, and the scan was very reassuring.
And these scans can detect small tumors throughout your body and brain long before you exhibit symptoms, and that means there's a far better chance of successful treatment.
And you know, the scans are safe and non-invasive. It only takes minutes to have them done.
Then you go over the results with the radiologist right afterward, and they give you a copy of your scan to take with you to your primary doctor.
So do what we did and get your scan today. Call right now, mention WMAL, and you'll get $100 off your full body scan. And if you bring someone with you, you'll both get $150 off. Don't forget, March is Colon Cancer Awareness Month, and Virtual Physical is offering the amazing sedation and pain-free virtual colonoscopy for $200 off. Call them now, 301-984-9009. 301-984-9009.
Want to make money and have fun? Drive with Lyft, the ride-sharing app that treats you better. You can earn hundreds of dollars a week plus tips. That's right. Lyft is the only national rideshare platform with cashless tipping built right into the app. Because getting tipped shouldn't depend on your passenger having a crumpled bill in their pocket. When you drive for the right ride-sharing app, every trip can feel like a walk in the park. With Lyft, you can pick your own hours and work when you want. Lyft can make driving the best job in the world. Apply at LyftDC.com. That's LYFTDC.com and use the code DCRadio1000 to start off with a $1,000 bonus just for giving 350 rides in your first 60 days. It's our way of saying thanks. From there, the more you drive, the more money you keep, up to 95% of your fares. Experience the difference of Lyft and start earning hundreds of dollars a week during hours you choose by applying at LyftDC.com today. And don't forget to use the code DCRadio1000 for that $1,000 bonus. Terms apply.
Style, performance, superior quality. America's luxury brand. All this from Ted Brett Lincoln. Arrive in style with the new 2017 Lincoln Black Label Continental. And only Ted Britt gives you their exclusive Ted Britt for Life lifetime vehicle coverage. This is why all Lincoln buyers come to Ted Britt. Arrive in style. In American-made luxury. Ted Britt Lincoln of Chantilly.com.
It is now 7:25 on WMAO. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia commuters, 395. Now as you come off the Beltway, delays heading through Landmark with the crash reported at Seminary Road. So it looks like it's going to be between Seminary Road and King Street. Looks like it's along the left side, left lane blocked here at the scene of the crash. So keep alert through that stretch. Heading to the Wilson Bridge. Backups near Route 5 this morning. A continuous delay. Now we did have a crash along the way in the back at St. Barnabas Road, but that has been moved out of the travel lane, so at least you are getting by. Topside through College Park, Silver Spring, pretty normal, 270. Haven't had any incidents reported. It's just been about the volume. And if you're heading eastbound, inbound Route 7 commuters, boy, we have big lineup this morning still with crash cleanup. Eastbound 7 before you get to Beulah Road, delays back near 193, the Georgetown Pike. So that's what a lot of commuters are doing, taking the Georgetown Pike. So that's a solid lineup, too, as you come off the 7. Update sponsored by Parker Pierce Service Experts. Contact Parker Pierce Service Experts today and buy a tune-up and get next season's free. A tune-up can save up to 30% on your energy bills. Visit ParkerPierce.com today and see website for license details. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Slightly cooler air will be settling in over the next 24 to 36 hours. I think we'll really feel it by tomorrow morning. Clouds in this morning and mild. Developing sunshine, though, through the day. Should be a sunny commute home. A north breeze, 66. Tomorrow, sunshine with a few clouds up to 58. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 59 degrees. It is now 7:26.
Talking about immigration and some of these sanctuary cities and what Jeff Sessions had to say about enforcing the law, Massachusetts State Representative Michelle Dubois, a little bit of trouble. She, the tweet has since been removed.
When the tweets disappear, you know something bad happened.
Yeah, and they never disappear. She posted a warning to illegal immigrants on her Facebook page on Tuesday. Excuse me, there's a Facebook page then. About upcoming ICE enforcement raids that are rumored to be taking place in the area. She posted, "I got the following information from my friend in the Latin community. I have a message for the immigrant community of Brockton. Please be careful. On Wednesday the 29th, ICE will be in Brockton on that day." So, not a good thing. If you're undocumented, don't go out onto the street. She added, if there is a knock on the door of your house and you don't know who it is, don't open the door. I ask you to be careful. And she included a phone number for immigrants to call if they are detained by ICE.
You know, that is incredibly dangerous for the police, because what you have done, if that is indeed true, if indeed they were going to be in that town and they were going to be carrying out raids, you have just made it a lot more dangerous for them to do their
Absolutely.
Job.
Absolutely. And there is a Massachusetts in the same state, a sheriff who is, his name is Thomas Hodgson, who told the House Subcommittee on Illegal Immigration that sanctuary cities, the legislators in these sanctuary cities, mayors and so on, need to be arrested if they refuse to enforce the law, because they are aiding and abetting criminals. And I'm pretty sure that's what she did right there. So, all right, it is 7:28 on WMAL.
This is the most outrageous, outrageous thing that I think, or example of what is going on across the United States that's undermining my job and every other law enforcement officer in the United States to keep our community safe.
Did you know from 2014 to 2015, the average annual timeshare maintenance fee increased by more than 8%? Did you see 8% nicer amenities at your timeshare? Was the food 8% better? Then why are you paying 8% more? If you're tired of paying for a timeshare that you're not using or can't use, visit Timeshare Exit Team. They'll get you out safely, legitimately, and forever, or you get every penny back. With local experts right here in Alexandria and Towson, visit TimeshareExitTeam.com.
For handmade Oriental rugs at a fraction of retail, this is it. After three generations in business, Persico Oriental Rugs is closing forever. Why pay retail when you can save 60 to 70% on all handmade rugs, new and antique, all sizes, 2x3s to palace sizes, all 60 to 70% off. Now at Persico Oriental Rugs, 303 Mill Street, Vienna, Virginia, just off Maple Avenue. Call 703-281-3838. That's 703-281-3838.
carbon emission rollbacks by the Trump administration yesterday. Which do you prefer? Do you prefer the restrictions on carbon emissions, or do you prefer that there be jobs? We're going to have that conversation coming up after the news at 7:30.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, everyone. I'm John Matthews. It appears there will be little drama in the end when it comes to confirming Neil Gorsuch as the next justice of the U.S. Supreme Court.
They are prepared, they say now, the Republican leadership, to use that nuclear option to change it from a 60-vote threshold to 51-vote threshold to break the filibuster because they want to make sure that Gorsuch gets an up or down vote.
Correspondent Suzanne Malveaux says GOP leaders are still targeting about a dozen Democratic senators in states that voted for Trump to try and get their votes. If Congress does away with funding for Planned Parenthood, Maryland's poised to step in and keep the group's programs going with state money. The state Senate's approved a bill that's already passed the House that will direct $2.7 million from the state's Medicaid budget and general fund to Planned Parenthood instead. If Governor Hogan goes along, Maryland will be the first state to address the federal issue. We already know that Governor Hogan is not going along with a bill approved by both the House and Senate to ban the use of vouchers or charter programs to fix struggling schools. Hogan says the bill forces kids to stay in failing schools. He warns it could mean the loss of $250 million in federal funding, too. But Hogan won't win the fight. The bill's already passed with veto-proof margins. When it comes to filling your tank, people have really short memories.
Prices haven't increased as much as analysts say, but already one out of four consumers believe that the price of gasoline is already too high.
John Townsend with AAA says gas prices should rise to around $2.70 a gallon this summer, and a new survey finds that by that point, many of you will already be looking to cut back your driving. This despite the fact that we're just a couple of summers removed from prices that pushed $4 a gallon. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 20,701, the NASDAQ at 58.75. In sports, the Wizards take their first division title since 1979 with a win over the Lakers. Alex Ovechkin scores a hat trick before T.J. Oshie beats Minnesota with a goal in overtime, and President Trump says no to throwing out the first pitch at the Nats' home opener on Monday. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Okay, this weather's crazy. It's all over the place. But no matter what's going on outside your house, you're always tracking mud and grime and stuff inside your house. Hi, it's Chris Plant, and my friend Joe Hadid wants to help with a deep-down professional clean for your fine Persian and Oriental rugs. Hadid washes each rug by hand. It's a multi-step process that ensures the removal of pet odor, dirt, grime, bacteria, viruses, and allergens that hide deep in your rugs. And now, for the first time ever, Hadid is offering a second cleaning option for certain rugs. Hadid has developed an expedited cleaning process, which is faster and less expensive. And more great news, it's Hadid's best deal ever. For every two rugs cleaned, get a third rug cleaned absolutely free. That's right, I said it, absolutely free. Plus, it includes free pickup and delivery. To learn more or schedule an appointment, go online to joehadid.com or give him a call at 703-241-1111. That's 703-241-1111.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
If they'll do it for you, will they do it to you? And I'm talking about those Cheap Charlie AC contractors. They'll show you little tricks about how they can save you a buck here or there. They won't pull permits. They don't follow job site protocols. There's always cheaper. There are always companies out there cutting corners. They're easy to find. Sometimes finding the best company to trust in your home and doing the work properly might be worth a little bit more. My name's Dave Snell, and I run Snell Heating and Air. You can rest assured we'll always have your family's safety and comfort as our top priority. And that's something we'll never take for granted, never cut corners, and never trifle with. That's the Snell advantage, and that's what you can count on when you call my stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
703-450-6300. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
Did you know that more homes sell in March, April, and May than any other time of the year? So why pay 6% commission just to sell your home? Hi, I'm Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, and we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 up front and 0.5% commission at closing. We've already saved our clients over $5 million in real estate commissions. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
Listen every weekday morning at 5:42 for today's military news, brought to you by GEICO Military. These news reports come directly from the United States Department of Defense at defense.gov. You can find today's story by visiting WMAL.com/todays. GEICO's military program has been an important part of their business since it began in 1936. GEICO understands the unique insurance needs of our military personnel and their families. That's why they provide a dedicated staff working solely on their behalf.
7:35 at 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Still remains quite busy here on Route 7 eastbound. Jam this morning to get to the crash as you approach Beulah Road. Delays back near the Georgetown Pike. So with that, a lot of commuters bailing off onto 193 Georgetown Pike. So you all pick up the delays as well. Let's go 395 as you head northbound. Continuous backup, really, from the Beltway to and across the 14th Street Bridge, even with this crash in the Shirlington area. So it looks like it's going to be after King Street along the left side. You watched a lot of activity there. To the Wilson Bridge, had an accident. Interloop at St. Barnabas Road, that's now over to the shoulder, but delays are back to Route 5 this morning. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Slightly cooler air will be settling in over the next 24 to 36 hours. I think we'll really feel it by tomorrow morning. Clouds in this morning and mild. Developing sunshine, though, through the day. Should be a sunny commute home. A north breeze 66. Tomorrow, sunshine with a few clouds up to 58. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, it's 58 in Haymarket, 51 in Olney, 57 at Reagan National. I'm John Matthews on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
It is 7:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk on this Wednesday morning. Joining us at 8:05, we'll talk to the Fox News Channel's Doug McElway, and he's been covering the Rockville High School story in depth, and he'll update us on that. At 8:35, Acting D.C. Police Chief Peter Newsham will be joining us. There's a lot of things that we're going to talk to him about. He's going to talk about the department's recruiting efforts, as well as immigration and sanctuary city and how that affects the policing of the cities. And also an update on some missing black girls, some black children that are missing, and they're bringing attention to that as well. I'm Mary Walter alongside Brian Wilson.
My administration is putting an end to the war on coal. I am taking historic steps to lift the restrictions on American energy, to reverse government intrusion, and to cancel job-killing regulations.
Now, the president yesterday signed an order that will undo Obama-era climate change regulations, and this is part of his campaign promises to support the coal industry. But here's the question. A lot of people in this divided country disagree with this wholeheartedly. 23 states, apparently, are going to align against the president for rolling back these Obama-era regulations. So, listen, what is your situation on this? What's your feeling about this? Are you in favor of doing things that will reduce carbon emissions, and many people believe slow climate change and global warming, mm-hmm. if you believe that? Or do you believe that it's better to work right now to provide jobs for people who have lost their jobs, which is the president's top priority? 1-888-630-9625. That's 1-888-630-WMAL. Let me just say to you, I ask this question in earnest because this is the one issue in the world today that I really struggle with. And I struggle with it endlessly.
Really, one issue?
This is the one.
Right,
I can't.
Well, God
look,
bless you.
I'm supposed to have opinions on everything.
Mm-hmm.
But I try to make principled decisions about where I am on things based on my understanding of the issue. And I read endlessly about this issue. And for every story that I read that says, you know, we are destroying the planet, we're destroying our atmosphere, we're heating up the globe, and this is going to... And I look at those and I try to... I
try to look at them, you know, and try to delve through the science. But every one of those I read, I can find two more that say this is just BS.
Right.
That this is absolutely not true. And I am, although I think a fairly bright guy, I struggle with this. I can't get to the bottom line of which side is right. So help me out here this morning. Give me some examples of why you think your position is right, and is this the right action on behalf of the Trump administration? 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAO. I know, Mary, I know you have very firm feelings about this. You can come down pretty easily on one side.
That's pretty much my hooey. It is a bunch of. That's where I am on this. Do I think that there is climate change happening? Yes. But do I also believe it has been happening since the planet first spewed? Mm. Yes. Mm-hmm. Do I think that it is man-made? No, because no one can explain to me why the last ice age. We were under a polar ice cap.
Yeah.
Back in the ice age. Well, was it because a Cro-Magnon man was driving his SUVs around? No, it wasn't. So until they can explain that to me, and it always comes back to, well, this happened, that happened, like naturally, yes, okay, and we're back. So I don't engage in the conversation. I just go to the bar. If I'm somewhere and this comes up, I'm like, oh look, hot dogs. I'm off. You know, hot dogs and puff pastries. See ya.
All right, to the phone lines we go. Jeff and Vienna, start us off. You're on with Brian and Mary.
There are only a couple things you have to look at, and the question is CO2 dangerous? If you look at the geological record, the past 600 million years, CO2 levels are much higher than today, and 85% of this period, as much as 16 times higher. So if you study what was the effect of CO2 in the past, it has never been connected with temperature. In fact, CO2 levels were 500% higher in the dinosaur period than today, and we know it wasn't a burning hell. The second thing is that basically, the temperatures in the past 10,000 years were often warmer than today.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone can Google this.
Yeah.
And if go ahead.
No, I get that. And, you know, and I read stories. I just saw this incredible documentary about how they are clearing some of the rainforest, which, you know, of course, the environmentalists don't want them to do.
But
as they clear them, they are finding evidence underneath the rainforest of previous civilizations. And it appears that as they are learning more about these civilizations that were there, that they lived in a very different climate than a rainforest.
Right.
And one wonders, you know, what happened. And this is only, we're only talking about 7,000 years ago.
CO2 by itself cannot cause dangerous warming. The more CO2 is, the less warming it causes. It has a logarithmic nature. And people can research this and find out.
All right. We got your point there. I really appreciate it. I want to get a lot of these calls in. How about Mike in Wilmington? You're on with Brian and Mary. What do you say?
Hey, if the question is jobs versus environment, and first of all the willful ignorance from your last caller or anyone else in the world isn't going to change what the science actually is.
Okay.
But if you're talking about jobs and the economic argument, anyone can also Google solar and how cheap it's become and the juggernaut of jobs it's creating in this country right now.
I hear that, and then I also hear, yeah, but it's a very dirty technology to develop these solar panels.
You know what? I don't know as much about the manufacturing process. I wouldn't be surprised because I know it takes a lot of rare earth minerals and
right.
stuff like that. And mining has always been a dirty process.
All right.
Right.
You may have a really good point there. I don't know enough about that.
All right. Yeah. Thanks, Mike. Appreciate it.
And also, you also hear the stories about these big solar farms that they have. It's these frying birds. Because the birds, seriously, it's sad.
It's
they fly
the
over
birds,
them, and
right.
you've got fried chicken by the time they get to the other. Well, they don't make it to the other side.
Man, more of your calls straight ahead, 743.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And because Harry's is so confident in the quality of their blades, they'll send you their most popular set, complete with a razor, one of their world-famous blades, shaving cream, and post-shave balm for free if you cover shipping. A total value of $20 at no cost to you with code 0101 at checkout. Their way of saying thank you for trying them. How is Harry's able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures the blades. That's how. Go to harrys.com now and enter code 0101 at checkout to claim your free trial set and post-shave balm. That's harrys.com. Code 0101.
The good news? Our business is growing. The bad news? We have to hire again.
The searching.
Where do we look?
What if we hire the wrong person?
Actually, we could use ZipRecruiter.
ZipRecruiter?
ZipRecruiter makes hiring fast and easy. With one click, our job would be posted to 200 leading job sites.
But are the candidates any good?
You bet. As soon as we post our job, ZipRecruiter starts identifying the best matches and notifies them to apply, all within minutes. Well,
whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates fast with ZipRecruiter. Find out why ZipRecruiter has been used by hundreds of thousands of businesses in a variety of industries nationwide. Right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/talk. That's ZipRecruiter.com/talk. ZipRecruiter.com/talk.
It is now 7:45 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather. But 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
It's been a busy morning for our Route 7 commuters. Eastbound, inbound Route 7 near Beulah. That's the scene of the crash. Looks like most of that activity to the shoulder, but a long lineup and the bailout traffic onto the Georgetown Pike. So that picks up the delays, too. Now through Herndon and Reston, the toll road gets bogged down a bit. 66 normal backups through Manassas, Centerville, Fair Oaks. Now for 28, your lanes are open, heading up toward 66. You have the signal light delays. However, if you take New Braddock Road prior to getting to 66 and go eastbound toward Union Mill Road, there's a crash before the intersection, and that's causing some unusual backups again on New Braddock Road east of 28. In the Logan Circle area in town, reports of the lights on flash. So we're Rhode Island Avenue, 13th P, all come together. Please have patience and allow others to get through as well. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Slightly cooler air will be settling in over the next 24 to 36 hours. I think we'll really feel it by tomorrow morning. Clouds in this morning and mild. Developing sunshine, though, through the day. Should be a sunny commute home. A north breeze, 66. Tomorrow, sunshine with a few clouds up to 58. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 57 degrees. It's now 7:46 on WMAL. We're talking about the president's decision yesterday to roll back the Obama-era carbon emission rules and regulations in favor of what he says are jobs and returning jobs to the coal industry. Which is the right position, the Obama position or the Trump position? I mean, we're a divided nation in many ways. And some 23 states, nearly half the states, say they're going to fight President Trump on this. So where are you on this? 1-888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WML.
Just so you know, in 1970, their ecologist Kenneth Watt predicted that, quote, if present trends continue, the world would be about 4 degrees colder for the global mean temperature in 1990, but 11 degrees colder by 2000. This is about twice what it would take to put us in the ice age. Yeah. And in January of 06, Al Gore predicted that we had 10 years before the planet, quote, turned into a total frying pan. We seem to have survived both of them.
Both sides are wrong. And that's the thing. There's a lot of predictions that are made are wrong. And part of the problem here is you're making predictions about climate change based on the evidence we have in recorded history, which when you look at the history of the Earth is a blink of the eye. Man has only been on the planet in the blink of an eye when you look at the history of the Earth. So how do we know what the history, and how can you discern trends given that we have such little data on such a big issue?
All I'm going to say is the same people who can't tell me what the weather's going to be like on Saturday within a within a degree of accuracy wants me to believe that they can tell me what the temperature is going to be in 20 years.
Alan in Southern Maryland, you're on with Brian and Mary. What do you say?
Alan? I think the coal industry is a dying industry. I believe there was a bunch of hype for Trump that get the votes from the coal-bearing states. I know it's being exported. That's the bad part about it because they're not using the proper scrubbers in those countries to clean the coal. And the old coal-fired plants that we have now have been converted to natural gas, which is a whole lot cheaper than coal. So it's not going to be burned here anymore, but it's going to be exported where it will create more pollution.
All right. Thank you for that, Alan. Nick in Ashburn looks at it differently. Hello, Nick. You're on with Brian and Mary. What do you say, Nick?
Hey, morning. We have clean coal technology now that makes it much more environmentally friendly than it used to be. And like that previous caller said, China and India, I mean, maybe we can get some kind of international agreements where they can retrofit some of their stuff.
Yeah, thank you for that. Sarah in West Virginia, you're up next with Brian and Mary. What do you say, Sarah?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Doing well. What do you think?
Well, you know, I don't know about the climate change thing. I'm sure I don't really believe too much in that. But the ecosystem that we're destroying, I mean, everything from the Chinese are wiping out the fish, different species of fish. We're destroying the lungs of the earth. The rainforest is the lung of the that's the lungs
of the earth. All right, so you would probably be more Obama era than Trump era when it comes to these.
No, I'm nothing about Obama.
Well, okay.
But she's
really,
also talking.
Oh, my God.
You're also talking about, though, in other countries,
right.
Not here.
Yeah, Betty in Rockville, what do you think? You're on with Brian and Mary.
Well, I want to say, first of all, I'm glad that the rule of law is being followed and that we're following the Constitution and not what King Obama says. This was an executive order. If you want to get this done, do it through Congress. But also, there's so much information out, which I'm hoping people will see now that the Obama administration is gone, that there's a lot of science out there that shows that the Earth has cooled and warmed several times. Many believe, if you look at even Greenland, they you can find fossils of plants that the Vikings grew that can't grow there now because it was warmer then. So this presidential executive order has been reversed.
All right. Thank you for that. How about Donna in Frederick? You're on with Brian and Mary. Good morning, Donna.
Hi, good morning.
Hi, Donna.
You know what it is? There's a fine line here. We all want clean air and clean water, but right now we need jobs. That's a necessity, and you know what? You can't regulate people to death. You know, people have to live their lives, and there's no reason you can't work and have clean air and clean water at the same time.
Yeah,
all right,
I agree.
Well, a lot of people say it's not possible to have both.
But we've had both for, I mean, my water wasn't dirty 8 years ago. It was safe to drink, was it not?
Yeah.
Okay. So why will it not be safe today?
This is not about water. This is about air. This is about those who suggest, and I'm not saying that they're right. I'm just saying this is those who suggest carbon emissions cause global warming and that does damage to the planet versus those who say it doesn't. And what we really need to focus on is jobs. It's not about, I mean, water is a different issue, but it's, you know, this is about carbon emissions.
Yeah, I just don't think they have to be mutually exclusive, and we've made them mutually exclusive. One is either one or the other, and I just don't think that has to be the choice. I think you can come up with a happy middle here.
All right, how about Roger in D.C.? You're on. You get the last word here. You're on with Brian and Mary.
Thank you. First, I'd love to hear a definition, which I've never heard of, global warming. Do you average certain types of thermometers? 6,000 years ago, there was no Sahara Desert.
And your point is, of course, that you don't believe in global warming. I get your point. Well, listen, a great discussion. The president's made his decision, and people hopefully will go back to work. At least that's the good side of it.
Right.
But the debate, I can promise you, is long from over.
Oh, yes.
It is now 7:52 on WMAL.
Hi, this is attorney Mindy Fellenton with Fellenton Elder Law and Estate Planning Centers. Recently, I met with a family whose mom needed to live in a nursing home, and they learned that Medicare wouldn't cover the $14,000 a month bill. But with my knowledge and familiarity with these situations, I was able to help them get their mom's nursing home bill paid by Medicaid and help them keep their hard-earned money. And I can do the same for you. Chances are excellent that we can help you or your loved one become qualified for Medicaid and help you protect your savings. We can assess your situation and craft a plan to help keep your assets in your family. Call us today for help understanding the issues surrounding Medicaid eligibility and to start planning so you can save your nest egg. Our number is 301-610-0055, 301-610-0055, or find us online at fellentonlaw.com. That's fellentonlaw.com.
All right, let's see how your money's doing. Let's check in with the news desk at CNBC. Good morning.
Hi there, Brian. Good morning. Well, stock futures are flat ahead of the open on Wall Street. The UK officially triggers Brexit. A letter launching Article 50 has been delivered to the European Union's top official. Now exit talks begin between the UK and the EU. It comes 9 months after voters approved leaving the 28-member bloc. Mortgage applications fell 0.8% last week. The Mortgage Bankers Association says purchases rose and refinances financing decreased. The average 30-year mortgage rate fell to 4.33%. Shares of Vertex Pharmaceuticals are jumping. The company says its cystic fibrosis combination drug therapy helped improve patients' lung function in late-stage trials. The FDA has approved Roche's multiple sclerosis drug. It puts the drug back on track after a delay by regulators over manufacturing issues. Garmin International is unveiling a new GPS running and triathlon watch. The Forerunner 935 features performance monitoring tools and wrist-based heart rate technology. And Samsung is set to unveil its Galaxy S8 smartphone in New York this morning. It's the first major launch since the Galaxy Note 7 was recalled last year over fire-prone batteries. I'm Landon Dowdy, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Hey, D.C. homeowners, Larry O'Connor here for Renters Warehouse, your residential property management experts. Are you a part-time landlord rocking rent collection and maintenance repairs? Are you buried in lunchtime errands and after-dinner tenant tasks that take you away from the good life? Well, do-it-yourselfers, it's time to outsource your headaches so you can increase your opportunities. Let Renters Warehouse manage your properties and set you on the fast track to financial and lifestyle freedom. The Rent Estate Advisors at Renters Warehouse specialize in tenant placement with rent collection, maintenance coordination, paperwork processing, and much more. There's no marketing fees and no cancellation fees, just total focus on making you money. So stop managing and start multiplying your investment properties with Renters Warehouse. Turn your attention to growing your portfolio and your earnings and let them take care of the rest. Call a Rent Estate Advisor today at 202-625-4370 or go to renterswarehouse.com. That's 202-625-4370, Renters Warehouse, the professional landlords of rent estate.
7:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Virginia, 395 in Shirlington. That crash cleared, but delays pretty much continuous right as you come off of 95 and over the 14th Street Bridge to the freeway. Interloop into Annandale slowing, not so bad passing 66, and then you'll hit it again to the Legion Bridge. Route 7, boy, that's been a doozy. Fairfax Police tell me there were two separate accidents pretty much in the same location, eastbound 7, right before you get to Beulah Road. Still watch for most of, they say most of everything's to the shoulder, but still quite slow near the Georgetown Pike, and that picks up the bailout traffic as well. Beltway into Bethesda, inner loop as you come off of 270 and past Old Georgetown Road. A bit of stop and go. Two cars on the left shoulder as you pass 355 before Connecticut Avenue. Update is sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Drug or alcohol problems for you or a loved one can be solved, and with insurance, treatment may be at little or no cost to you. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline now at 800-430-4149. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Clouds early and mild weather in. A north breeze, though, and developing sunshine as we get into the afternoon. 66 degrees. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 57 degrees. It's now 7:57.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Capel here, serial entrepreneur. We small business owners earn a few battle scars every now and again. 30 years ago, when I didn't know any better, I handwrote paychecks for my employees without withholding payroll taxes. Battle scar. Then I tried to give my employees 1099s at year end instead of correctly giving them a W-2. Battle scar. And let's not forget those times I messed up their payroll taxes. More battle scars, which inspired me to create simple and affordable payroll for U.S. business owners with 1 to 100 employees. Patriot Software's payroll starts at just $10 a month. We will help you get set up for free. We provide U.S.-based support for free. You don't have to make the same mistakes I did. Let us help you. Go to PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
Have you still not refinanced your mortgage? Well, soon you may be kicking yourself in the head. Hi, I'm Wesley Hogan with Westland Financial, and interest rates have gone up recently and will continue to rise, but they're still at historical lows.
So don't delay. Let us lower your monthly payment, consolidate a first and second, pay off other debt, or drop you into a 15-year loan with no closing costs. That's right. Nothing's rolled into your loan. We'll pay for your appraisal, title, underwriting, settlement fee, everything. Do not miss out on this historic opportunity. Whether it's a purchase or refinance, you'll pay no closing costs. You won't spend a dime. Think about it. All it takes is a 5-minute phone call to find out how we can save you hundreds or even thousands of dollars a year. And by the way, Westland Financial now is proud to offer reverse mortgages for our clients over 62. So call us at 888-455-3669. The only way you can lose money is not to call Westland Financial. That's 888-455-3669. 888-455-3669. That's 888-455-3669.
NMLS number 3304. Not all loans apply. Equal housing lender.
Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-261-7500 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-261-7500. That's 800-261-7500.
When you buy from Tedbridge Ford, you get life. Tedbridge for Life, lifetime vehicle coverage. It doesn't end after 10 years. It doesn't end after 100,000 miles. It never ends. Drive a new 2016 Ford F-150 for up to $12,000 off MSRP. And only Tedbridge gives you their exclusive Tedbridge for Life lifetime vehicle coverage. Tedbridge.com.
Sticker number 61961 with approved credit. Plus tag, tag, and title. $689.50 dealer processing fee. All factory rebates apply at all to dealer. Must take delivery by 3/31/17. See dealer for details.
Coming up on WMAL.
Well, from the Fox News Channel, Doug McElwee will be joining us, and he has been covering...